I'm Gary Mance.
I'm Suzanne Mitchell.
We're a couple of baby boomers who bring you a talk radio mix of metaphysics and music, politics, and pop culture.
And you never know which celebrity will join us for an interesting conversation.
Mance and Mitchell is Boomer HQ, Friday and Saturday mornings at 10 on 1150 AM KKNW.
Your home for alternative talk in Seattle and Western Washington.
Hi, this is Martha Norwalk, host of Animal World, and I've got a question for you. Do you or anyone you know own a business, offer a service, or a product that does something good for animals, humans, or this planet? If the answer is yes, then I'd like to invite you to become a member of the Animal World family of advertisers. Lately, people are telling me they think radio advertising is exorbitantly expensive. Well, that can be true, but not on Animal World. Did you know that for as little as $45 a week, you can have two professionally written and produced commercials at no cost to you running on the show? You also get a link to your website on the homepage of the Animal World website and two live interviews on the show. Frankly, you can't afford not to do this. So if you'd like to join our great Animal World family of advertisers, or if you need more information, go to www.marthanorwalk.com to send me an email or call me at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258. Come on, give me a call and join the family. We'd love to have you.
Hey, good morning, y'all. I'm Martha Norwalk, and welcome you to the second hour of our Happy New Year edition of Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. You can tune us in on the radio dial. You can tune us in on the internet via streaming audio. And that means you can share us with your family and friends around the country, around the world, if they've got internet access. And the best way to pick up the stream is go to the Animal World website. That would be www.marthanorwalk.com. Click on the Listen Live icon in the upper right-hand corner of the homepage. That will click you through to the 1150 KKNW website and the links that you need to stream the show. And do you know you can find us on Facebook these days? So check out Martha Norwalk's Animal World on Facebook and all the great stuff that I post, because don't do a lot of good news about animals and all that stuff on the air anymore, because I can just post it all on Facebook. So check it out. And by the way, Sherry, are you awake yet? Hello, Earth to Sherry. You awake, you awake, awake. Getting to the important stuff, because we're going to go to the phones here pretty quick. I just want to let you know that we've got one line open if you would like to get in line to benefit from the healing gifts of our wonderful guest, Vicki Draper. Local number, 425-373-5527. Toll free is 1-888-298-5569, and you can shoot us an email anytime during the show to animalworldlive@hotmail.com. animalworldlive@hotmail.com. Now, if you want to be in touch with Animal World when we're not on the air, you can go to the Animal World website, www.marthanorwalk.com. You can shoot me an email through the website or address your own email program to Martha Light, L-I-G-H-T, at AOL.com. And if you find yourself wanting to mail something through the postal service to Animal World, Animal World mailing address is 19916 Old Owen Road. That's 19916 Old Owen Road, number 251, and that's Monroe, Washington, 98272. Now, if you're interested in contacting our guest, Vicki Draper, after the show today, can't be calling her now because she's busy, but you can reach her through her website, which is www.healingyouranimal.com, healingyouranimal.com. You can shoot her an email by addressing your email program to info@healingyouranimal.com. Pretty simple. And if you want to call Vicki to set up something or ask a question, you can call her at 425-785-4232. That's 425-785-4232. And when you go to her website, healingyouranimal.com, you're going to want to sign up for her email newsletter, because she sends those out a lot, and a lot of good stuff. And she got some good perks and some free stuff going on. You get a gift, don't you, Vicki?
Yes, I did a teleclass, 5 Important Things Your Vet Won't Tell You, and it goes into the energy healing portions and why it's important how it benefits.
All right. So if people sign up for the newsletter, they get that for free. Excellent. Excellent. And something came out here. An email came out yesterday, which I printed out. And you also have, a New Year's gift for folks. A free healing your animal assessment?
Yes. What I do is offer people that a 30-minute assessment their animals to see if, you know, if what I have is the best way to support them and how to...
Excellent. So how do people get that gift?
And that's on my website under
healingyouranimal.com?
Yes, under the Contact Us page.
Okay.
And you submit to sign up.
Excellent.
And then it also comes out in my e-zine for people to click on at any time there, too.
Super, super. All right. Well, how about we head to the phones?
That sounds great.
All right. We are going to welcome up front. We're going to Seattle and welcome Colby. Colby, good morning. Welcome to Animal World. You're live with Vicki Draper.
Good morning. Thank you so much for having me on.
Well, my pleasure. And and many of you may recognize Colby's voice because you have graced these airways a number of times from time to time. Colby Wilk is actually a very gifted, you know, intuitive psychic person and does a lot of woo-woo work on your own, do you not?
I'm pretty woo-woo.
Yeah.
I'm super woo-woo.
Well,
yeah,
but we got a practical situation going on here now because I found out something wonderful about Colby because we just spoke last evening, which I didn't know, but one of the service things that you do, Colby, is you volunteer from time to time at Seattle Humane, right?
Yeah, well, I was volunteering every Sunday until I started fostering this dog that I have now, and now I can't leave the dog alone.
Yeah.
So right now I'm on sabbatical.
Okay.
I'm volunteering.
So you're volunteering. Well, the kind of the short story is volunteering. A cute little dog came in from, I think you said, like Eastern Washington, Yakima or something, right?
Yakima.
And,
right.
And this guy, his name is Nathan, is that correct?
His name was Fred, and I changed it to Nathan.
It was Fred. Okay. Well, Nathan sounds a little more sophisticated to me.
Well, thank you.
And he's about a year old, and a kind of a fluffy model. You said he kind of looks like, what did you say, a schnauzer?
They told me he was a Tibetan terrier mix, but he looks like a schnauzer poodle mix.
Okay.
18 pounds, gray, fluffy, like a teddy bear type look with like a white chest.
Okay. And you have had him now, you fostered him for about a week and then decided to adopt him. And
right. So now, I've had him about since December. I fostered him December 11th and I adopted him December 19th.
Okay. However, you run into some problems with our little Nathan, right?
However, I've run into some problems. And Martha, you were great. And just a pitch for you.
Oh,
you give away a free consultation, which we had yesterday.
Yeah, I do a free telephone evaluation, folks, if you got problems with your animals. And that's what Colby and I did last night, huh?
Yeah, at 9 o'clock at night. So Martha is really dedicated to what she does, people. And that consultation was really helpful and made me feel more grounded.
Oh, good.
So not only did you give it great advice, but you helped me to like have a sense of security.
Yeah.
A sense of mastery.
Well, and sometimes it just helps to know that there's a whole lot of stuff we can do to help. Now, part of the problem, which I hope it's okay that I share this with
Absolutely.
Vicki, but, you know, Colby's kind of connected, you know, in this world. And so he, of course, when started having problems with this extreme separation anxiety. And it really is extreme. I mean, Colby's not kidding that he cannot leave this dog alone. He tried leaving the dog outside of a crate, but started destroying, chewing and scratching around the door, and damaging the home. But then being crated, apparently he just really gets claustrophobic and flips his cookies, so to speak, and you come home to an extreme mess with this dog.
Right, he he poops on himself, and he's all wet from barking, like he's completely, he's nuts. Like a switch seems to flip in him, and he loses it. But when he's with me, because I haven't been able to leave him, he goes with me everywhere. He's gone to the movies. He's gone to Costco, inside of Costco. He's gone to the supermarket, inside the supermarket, and he's just very chill. But when left alone, he loses his mind. The other issue is that he doesn't know how to play. Like, so there's a sense of aloofness, which may be his breed, I guess. But there's also a sense of worry, concern, that's pretty habitual. And I'm not quite sure what to do, whether he'd be better off in a home with another dog so that he's always has company, or a cat, or I should, you know, try to make this work as best as I can. As you know, Martha, I've spoken to two animal communicators who had very different opinions about the situation.
Yeah, and one is when I don't know, but I actually didn't have a good feeling about it. And what that one had kind of a generic sort of, oh, it's your dog and it'll be fine and it'll all work out and we'll get, you know, all of this stuff will go away sort of thing. And
right,
but
right,
then you did a session, you did a session with someone I know very well. And that would be Mary Getten. And many of you will recognize Mary's name because, you know, I drop her name all the time. She's the author of Communicating with Orcas, you know, the book I just love and have recommended for years. She was living in the Pacific Northwest for many, many years. She now is in Florida, but she does come back and does work around. But I, as I said to Colby, I mean, Mary is one of the very gifted and one of the great communicators, and she is very, very gifted and very accurate. And she didn't have some very good things to say, did she, Colby?
No, she said, you know, this is a very new soul. He's been through a lot of trauma, and he wants to be treated like a baby, and he never wants to be left alone. And she recommended, and she rarely recommends this, bringing him back to the shelter so they can readopt him. One of the great things about Seattle Humane is they rarely put a dog down, like 0.2%,
right,
or less than that. So it's an amazing place. So I don't have, you know, if I may be his transit spot, you know, to getting him to the next place. Or, you know, this may be it. I don't know. As you know, Martha, before him, I had my dog for 17 years, and that dog went everywhere with me and was kind of like my partner. So I'm used to that kind of, my expectations of this relationship are, you know, even that relationship are large.
So you would intend to take him with you lots of times and so forth, but you know, no one can have a dog with them 24/7 all the time. And
right,
Colby,
right,
you do have to earn a living and go out and work with people and so forth. And it isn't always appropriate to have the dog with you.
Or,
and
we teach workshops. You got to leave the dog in the hotel.
Yeah.
You know,
so the dog has to be able to be by himself at some point in time.
Mm-hmm.
So obviously there wasn't a whole lot I could do for Colby in this situation, you know, just having heard about it last evening, other than to say that, well, I really do respect Mary and she's very gifted and she's very accurate. But I was able to tell Colby that, you know, I've had a lot of animals say they don't want to live anymore or they don't want to do this and they don't want to do that and they're not open to changes. But I have found, particularly with dogs, if you've got the right sales pitch, you can pretty much convince dogs of almost anything. And I've had many, many dogs, when given different information and being worked with, change their mind about not wanting to cooperate and so forth. Other than just advising a little practical homework that Colby could be doing with the dog, we decided that, well, what the heck? Let's just have you call in tomorrow, because this sounds like I think this is probably a case that Vicky is familiar in dealing with extreme separation anxiety, and let's find out what Vicky knows and what she can do and all of that. So, Vicky, what do you think? Is there something you could do to help Colby and Nathan?
Yes, absolutely. And in checking in, Nathan is just riddled with fear at the thought of you not.
So when you say checking in, you're doing that intuitively to see what you pick up from Nathan?
Yes. Nathan is communicating with me.
Okay.
And so he's glued to you, which that's no news from what you're sharing, but I'm looking at the energy of it.
Right.
And he just has extreme anxiety, which I guess, like I said, we're not saying anything new here, but I can feel it from Nathan.
Yeah.
I guess my concern is if you're taking him back to the Humane Society, that's exacerbating the issue.
Right. Well, Colby, well, that's the other thing, and I guess we didn't actually say it.
Okay.
But since Colby's had him for a while now, Colby, you're now attached, are you not? And you would like to work
I'd like to work this out. At the same time, I'm not somebody who could have a high special needs dog, given the work I do and my schedule and the fact that I live, alone.
Okay.
So we either need to be able to work through this and get him to be able to be okay on his own from time to time,
mm-hmm.
and then he can be Colby's companion and go lots of places, but he has to be able to stay alone, and we need to be able to work through this. It isn't something that Colby can be up to his eyeballs dealing with the dog for a long time to come.
Yes. Okay. Well, that's what I wanted to, because it sounded like you're committed to helping, if at all possible.
If at all possible, yeah.
Right, I'm committed to helping. I'm not committed to being his owner at this point.
So
I'm committed to being a contribution to
him.
So have you worked with cases of extreme separation anxiety before?
I have.
Okay.
I have, and they've been able to.
And so what do you do? Do you work with them? I mean, do you have to do hands-on and do some kind of body work, massage work, or the essences? I know you say you work remotely, but
yes, it's a combination of doing a session, going in, communicating, balancing his energies, getting to the source of the anxiety, and helping him see that he's going to be okay.
Okay. And is that something you can do while you're on the air here now?
I can do a little with when it's extreme. It's going to take more than what I can do
here.
However, we can
get started with something.
Sure. Absolutely, because that's what I've been tapping into, his anxiety. And I like the way I work is I go to the root of the problem.
Mm-hmm.
That's great.
So.
Well, you can tune in here, and I just describe it. It's Vicky kind of gets a lost look in her eyes, sort of. It's like she's not really here. That I can tell that she's tuning in to Nathan, and downloading information that she's getting and feeling.
Yeah, so you can talk as I'm doing some clearing work.
Okay, all right. Now her hands are going into motion.
And you can see my breath changing as the energy is shifting.
And I know what you can feel. I didn't tune in to Nathan last night when I was talking really to Colby and feel it, but boy, Colby, I can really feel the anxiety, Colby, in my gut. Usually when we're doing this stuff on the air, I go right along with a guest and tune right in. And I can sure, my insides are kind of like,
yeah, I mean, it's
right.
Severe.
I've been crazy anxious because of this. I mean, like, it's taken me
because you're feeling it
to
too.
Figure out, oh my God, this is not me. This is him.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
And as you guys know, as a sensitive, sometimes it can be difficult to figure that out.
Right. One of the things I do is a technique of putting him in his body.
Is that what you're doing with your hands now?
Because
your hands are. You look like you're stuffing something into something. So you're putting him back in his body.
Yes, him back to his body.
Excellent.
So that he can be more comfortable, because when you get that crazy, they're not here.
Mm-hmm. And especially like Colby said, that Mary Gettin said that he's a new soul. That can be a tough road for them, and it can be tough for them to stay in their bodies sometimes. So that kind of makes sense that he might be popping in and out.
And so I'm sure Martha gave you some, doing short periods of just walking outside, leaving them alone, and coming back in?
We discussed some things. Now, Colby's already tried that sort of thing.
Okay.
My feeling about it is, this isn't a case where Colby has raised this dog from a puppy, and we know the whole history. You know, this dog was found on the streets mm-hmm. in Yakima, and then, Mary shared a horrible story that she saw in this dog, she described. Extreme trauma. Okay, Colby, I'm getting major surge of energy confirming what Mary told you,
mm-hmm.
that this dog was in a family, was maybe a Hispanic family, a male yelling and carrying on and very abusive and lots of trauma, and then this male throwing the dog out of the car.
Mm-hmm.
So that kind of stuff. So that with that extreme trauma, it seems obvious that could be very responsible for being afraid of being abandoned and left alone. But it also lends for energetic healing to be really phenomenally helpful.
Absolutely. That's what I'm doing here, is helping clear his root chakra.
Excellent.
Because that security, that safety.
Okay, so where what I kind of concluded last night with our long discussion was, with the history and everything we know, he can't be left loose in the house because, you know, he tries to dig his way out. He can be crated because he hasn't been capable of getting out, but he, you know, pitches a fit and soils himself and just is goes into extreme emotional trauma. But doesn't feel to me like this dog was ever properly crate trained and conditioned to accept a crate and have it be his den and be his place of safety and so forth and be the place where his leader and his owner and, you know, puts him. And so I felt it was necessary for Colby to go through a period of crate training with him and be crating him in the home while he's there.
Yes.
Because the bottom line is, if he can't stay relaxed and be comfortable in a crate when Colby's right there, he certainly can't do it when Colby's gone.
Right.
So that was kind of the little homework that I alluded to.
Perfect.
Because we'll come back to that, you know, leave for and come. But
absolutely.
I don't think he's ready to do that right yet.
Yes.
Does
no, I hear
sense?
You. So I didn't have the full story. So
yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. So
yes,
that's why
absolutely.
This kind of stuff just all shakes out on the air. That's, you know, it's live radio. And we
yes.
just let everybody be a part of our big conversation. But we all learn this way, the process and what we go through here.
Yeah. So,
now,
Nathan,
we've got another option at this point, Vicki,
okay.
and Colby. I'm assuming you have time to spend with us here, Colby.
We
need to take care of advertisers and sponsors.
Okay.
So what we can do, if this, you know, I can hold it off a little while longer. But what I was feeling might be a good idea is that we take care of advertisers and sponsors right now. That would give Vicki a little more time to work on Nathan. And so forth. And then we come back and bring Colby back on and see what you were able to do during the break time
yes,
with him.
Yes, one thing. I've done a lot of clearing with Nathan.
Uh-huh.
And now the part that needs to happen. So, Colby, this is your homework right mm-hmm. now while we're on this break and I'm holding the energy, is there has been a shift with Nathan. So I want you to now reframe and know that anything that you've talked about before this moment is in the past. So all
okay.
the extreme, you know, we're starting from a new point. So I want
okay.
you to let go of the past and start seeing Nathan as calm, and you're getting through this and going to be able to be separate.
Okay.
Okay? And then I'm going to hold that energy and continue working.
Okay.
That's a piece of energy that needed to shift or be brought
into.
Okay,
so we want Colby to bring his mind around to the fact that this is shifting and is healing and going to get better. Because, you know, thought directs energy, and we talk about that all the time here, that we need everybody coordinated on the same level to see this working. And everybody listening, you can chime in too, seeing Nathan shift and get better and be comfortable staying in his little crate, knowing he's safe. So we are going to take care of our advertisers and sponsors as promised here. And you guys stay right where you are. Diane and Maggie, hold on to your phone lines because we'll be coming to you next. And we'll be back with Colby and Nathan again. Vicki Draper's here in the studio, and we'd love to hear from you. So stay right where you are. Animal World continues straight ahead right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Give your dog, cat, or ferret the gift of great health naturally. Make NuPro all-natural supplements an essential part of your pet's diet. NuPro makes an awesome gravy, sure to please. This gravy provides fresh nutrients for a beautiful, silky skin and coat, strong immune system, and healthy digestion, among other wonderful benefits. NuPro's joint support formula is perfect for working dogs, large breeds, and especially seniors. So go with NuPro, your pet's best friend for over 20 years. Visit online at NuProSupplements.com for more information.
Been there, done that? It's time for a change.
Hi, I'm Rob Spears.
And I'm Brenda Michaels, and we're the hosts of Conscious Talk, radio that makes a difference.
If you're ready to engage life, expand consciousness, and ride the wave rather than be bowled over by the incredible changes that are upon us, then join us Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. on KKNW 1150 a.m. or 98.9 HD3 or ConsciousTalk.net, where together we'll forge the new human being.
Do you want the absolute best health for your beloved dog or cat? Of course you do, which is why you must know about Heaven and Earth's 100% Chinese herbal health powders for kidney and bladder health, infections, digestive issues, allergies, skin problems, increased immune, joint and circulation health, and much more. You need it? They got it. Visit HealMyPet.info for a free guide to helping your furry friend. Don't delay. Visit HealMyPet.info today. That's HealMyPet.info.
Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior training or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
Alternative Talk 1150 is now being broadcast in digital quality on FM 98.9 HD3. So rejoice, you early adopters of technology.
Hey, y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and we're midway through the second hour of our Happy New Year edition of Animal World. And you can find us here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. You heard us talking about the great NuPro supplements, fabulous supplements for dogs, cats, and ferrets. Check them out at NuProSupplements.com. And then the newest members of our Animal World family, and that would be Tia and David Akrish, Heaven and Earth Chinese Herbs for You. And man, we've done our first show with them and gotten a little bit of education on Chinese herbs and how they can help us and our animal friends. Want you to check them out. Go to healmypet.info. healmypet.info, and you'll find some great free stuff there. A lot of great information, and of course, their herbs Can now be found at Earth Pet out in Issaquah and at select Hagen stores. So check them out. Heaven and Earth Chinese Herbs. Main website, ChineseHerbsForYou.com. But our landing site is HealMyPet.info. All righty. So that takes care of business and paying the bills. And now we're going to go back to Colby in Seattle. Good morning, Colby. You still with us?
I absolutely am.
Okay, Colby and Nathan. And Vicki has been working throughout the break here. So where are we at, Vic?
Well, Nathan has released a lot of energy, a lot of the trauma from his past.
Excellent.
And is willing to start, you know, the process of the being separated.
And I don't know about you, Colby, but I do feel a shift in the energy within me that I was feeling. I feel mm-hmm. somewhat of a shift there. I don't know if you're feeling something there mm-hmm. with you.
I felt a lot of exchange. You know, it's, for me, it's tough because I'm so close to it.
Right, exactly.
Absolutely. That's why it was important for me to share.
Yeah, usually we're going
to
Colby to get healed and get helped and all this kind of stuff. But, you know, he and I had that chat, you know, since it's, when it's your own yourself or your own animals and stuff, you're just too emotionally close.
Yes.
You know, so you need sometimes some outside input.
Yes. And so the crystal essences that we've been uh-huh. talking about, there are some that would be great to continue this work that, you know, we've started here.
Uh-huh. And then that's what I was saying, too, that in the process of, like, we do the recreate training and all of that, and I may end up going and doing a session with Colby mm-hmm. if we need to. I mean, this is such an extreme case.
Yes.
But we'll see how that all shakes out, because I may be able to coach him through it over the phone as well. But in support of the work that we're doing behavior therapy-wise to get this dog turned around, you're saying that the crystal essences, and would
yes.
it be so what you were explaining in the first hour, that you would do the mist three spritzes around Nathan three times a day for 3 weeks?
Yes.
Is that what you're talking about?
Yes. And
okay. And what essences would you recommend?
Yeah, the separation ease.
Is that one
is
you have
one.
A crystal essence called separation ease? Well, hey, that sounds like it's made just for this kind of problem,
exactly.
huh?
Exactly. And
separation ease. Okay.
A vet in Kentucky had a great experience with a case of, you know, severe separation ease. None of the things were working, and the separation ease worked. And so now she is, you know, going to sell only the separation ease instead of feel away and this other thing because
all the pheromones and stuff.
Yeah,
because
it was
so you're
powerful.
Saying that this veterinarian, obviously you must have worked with her long distance, and then what you ship the essences to
yes.
her and she had her clients use it.
Yes.
And they had done lots of work prior to that and nothing was working.
Correct.
But your crystal essence, the separation ease, resolved the problem?
Yes.
Well, hey, that sounds like just what we need, Colby.
Yeah.
Now, and so how would Colby go about getting this separation ease?
You can go to my website and under www.healingyouranimal.com
uh-huh.
and under the tab Sales Products, click that and then click Animals, and it's in alphabetical order. You'll go down and see the separation ease.
Okay.
There's another one that's coming
up.
No,
I'm wondering if it would be beneficial, too, because we talked about that on your website. There's that what is it? It's the free Healing Your Animal assessment.
That's true.
Is for the people, for not just for Colby, but for everybody else we're going to be talking to today.
Yeah.
After they have time with you on the air, would it be good for them to go to your website and click on that free animal healing assessment?
Yes.
Would it be good for you to do that with them off air?
Yes.
Okay.
I'd be happy
okay.
to do that.
Is that something you'd feel comfortable doing, Colby?
Absolutely.
Okay,
absolutely.
So and he would access that, and everybody else, and you don't have to be on the air with Vicki today to receive this. You can go to her website, healingyouranimal.com,
and then select the Contact Us tab,
and click on the Contact Us, and then there's a Healing Your Animal assessment link that they click. Is that
yes? It used to be called Get to Know, and that's what's currently on there. I didn't get quite time to change that wording before today.
So what does it say?
It's called Get to Know.
Get to Know.
Okay. And if somebody's listening to the replay of this, it'll be assessment.
Okay.
Because that's what I've called it for a long time now.
You just haven't changed it on the website. That makes sense. Go ahead, Colby.
Two more questions.
Yeah.
One, are there any other contributing health factors that are contributing to his anxiety, like some sort of thyroid condition? And second, does he want, you get that he wants to stay with me, or he would rather be in a different home with other animals? And, like, I don't want to make this decision in isolation of him. So I'm asking your opinion.
What I get is he wants to stay with you, and right now he's not interested in another animal till he gets this worked through.
Well, that's good news if you're getting that he wants to stay. And I kind of, when you were asking that, Colby, and feeling the sense of that, I also feel, I'm feeling that there is a good chance that this is resolvable. I'm telling you now, everybody just don't listen. Well, I mean, you can listen, but after we talked last night, I had some you know, flashes come in. I don't want to share them now, but we should talk so I can tell you what came in about some of this stuff.
Sure.
I'm wondering if there is anything else, because you said, you know, you were talking, Vicki, about the separation ease and that sort of thing. But is there anything else that you picked up on that you want to share with Colby about Nathan?
Well, I did. There are there's actually sometimes essences like to work in threes. There's that magical three.
Uh-huh.
The confidence essence releases fear.
So
there's something with confidence that's resonating really strongly to help. And it's probably because this is such a extreme case, you know. But anyway, it's separation ease and confidence.
It's the second essence.
It's the second. And then protection.
Ah.
Because animals that have a lot of fear, when they feel that energetic protection, they're much calmer. And so it's about getting Nathan calm and safe.
Okay, so a set of three essences would be best for him.
Yes.
The separation ease, the confidence,
and
the protection.
Yes.
Now, would Colby use these all at the same time?
Yes. What I would recommend is, in this order, spray the separation ease and then spray the confidence.
Okay.
It's not
going to
matter if you spray confidence first.
But you do the separation ease, spritz, spritz, spritz.
Yes.
And then I think, and you shake them.
You
shake them
to
you have to shake them to activate it, and then you go spritz, spritz, spritz with the protection.
Yes.
Separation ease.
Then
you do a shake, shake, shake with the confidence, and spritz, spritz, spritz.
Yes.
And then a shake, 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 and spritz, spritz, spritz with the protection.
Yes.
And you do that three times a day.
Yes.
And probably ongoing for 3 weeks.
For 3 weeks. And it's easy to do three times a day if you do it first thing in the morning, and then when you go to bed, and then like when you get home from work, or there's some other time in the day to work it in. And if not, minimal, you know, at least do the two. I feel like some of this is for you, Colby, as well. It feels like...
Say more.
Pardon?
That was my next question. Like, why am I drawing this? What's going on here?
Yes, it feels like the read is for you and Nathan as a family, you know. And so the essences that are showing, it's the situation that is coming up. I'm thinking it almost felt like the confidence was more for you to help you know you're getting through it. But there's a thread of that really Nathan is, that's going to help that extreme fear.
Mm-hmm.
But there's some energetics at play for you here as well.
Yeah, and that's kind of what I was alluding to, that I got, because I think one of the last things that we mentioned on the phone before we ended our conversation last night was Chloe saying, yeah, I need to get in touch with why I attracted this into my life at this time and so forth. But I did have some stuff come in about that.
And do you sense that there's any sort of other physical issues going on?
Yeah, do you,
Right now, I don't. It's not to say there isn't. It's just the fear and the anxiety is so, has been so extreme that's what's just blaring.
Yeah, so, I can say, you know, from a behaviorist standpoint and my experience, that a lot of the symptoms that Colby describes and the behavior is consistent with an endocrine immune imbalance, and particularly with issues with the thyroid type stuff. But on the other hand, we haven't really done enough work yet to know that for sure. And one of the question marks I have around that is the fact that it would seem that he can, in fact, be crated and be confined when he's not alone and be okay with that. Colby hasn't had enough time since last night to go through the training process, but it appears that may be the case. And if that's the case, that's kind of inconsistent sometimes with the hormonal imbalances and so forth, because usually they're pretty consistent. But if it's just seated in the thyroid, then they can be normal unless the right buttons are pushed. So, you know, that anyway, so that's why he's kind of asking that question. What are you getting that there's an underlying physical issue that we may need to address at some point? But at this point, you seem to be getting kind of a no on that.
Well, the read I'm getting is let's get the energy cleared, which we've done a lot of clearing today.
Mm-hmm.
The essences help with that. And then we'll know, because if there's absolutely no change,
right,
then we want to dig further.
Well, I think this is excellent doing this today, because then now Colby can kind of get going on the homework that I gave him.
Yes.
And this proper crate training and so forth. And then we can continue with more on that. And Colby, I think the essences, because I have for many years, I've recommended your essences in combination with behavior therapy programs. So I think that would be really, really good. And so anything else, Colby or Vicki, that we need to cover right now?
No, I think I'll call you later, Martha, and get those flashes from you, what you saw.
Yeah, cool.
And I thank you both for your time. I really do.
All right.
Well, you're welcome.
Well, thank you so much for calling in the end.
Email me an update or call me.
Oh, definitely. And I think you get a special award. Well, you and Vicki both do.
Oh.
Yeah, because Vicki is our first guest of 2016 here on Animal World. And Colby, you're the first caller of 2016.
Oh.
So it's kind of like being the first baby born or something, you know? Oh, that reminds me. I heard of I don't remember what state it was, but the first babies of the year were twins, except for the first twin was born like at 11:59, December 31st, 2015, and the second twin came in at like 12:01, January 1st. So how would that be to be a family? At least you could split the twins' birthdays into one day. Anyway, I thought that was kind of cute. So, okay, Colby, we'll assume you and Nathan are good now. You and I will be in contact later and during the week. And let's everybody think good thoughts and many blessings for Nathan and his transition into a calm, feeling confident and protected and comfortable staying by himself from time to time. So thanks for calling Animal World, Colby, and I'll look forward to talking to you later.
Thank you. Blessings to you both.
And I look forward to connecting with you too, Colby.
Okay. God bless. Okay. Bye-bye. All right. We are going to take care of our advertisers and sponsors for the last time in this hour, and then we are headed I'm not sure where we're going next, but Diane, Maggie, and Renee, hold on to your phone lines, and we'll be coming to you right after we take care of our advertisers and sponsors. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Massage is good for everyone, including your pets.
Check out the Northwest School of Animal Massage's exciting new Vashon Island location. The Northwest School of Animal Massage offers a full schedule of classes, including T-Touch, aromatherapy, and manual ligament therapy, plus massage for canines and small and large animal certification. Visit online at nwsam.com for registration details and to enroll online. For more information, call 877-836-3703. That's 877-836-3703. Or check out the Northwest School of Animal Massage on Facebook.
If you love dogs, tune in to The Dog Show with Julie Forbes, live every Wednesday from 2 to 3 p.m. We'll talk about everything dog and interview authors, experts, and amazing organizations, both locally and nationally. And don't even get me started on the pet food industry. I'm Julie Forbes. Find us online at www.dogradioshow.com and also as a free podcast on iTunes. The Dog Show with Julie Forbes, an evolved perspective on life with dogs.
Would you like to access portals of possibilities for transformation, consciousness, expansion, and new experiences of health and well-being? Ancient knowledge and new science tell us that everything manifests from vibratory frequencies. Jude and Paul Ponton are experts in the field of vibrational alignment and harmonic shifting. They're also co-authors of Acutonics for Dogs and Cats and Acutonics from Galaxies to Cells, Planetary Science, Harmony, and Medicine. They can assist you in shifting frequencies for personal health, aligning and balancing your energy or the energy of your home, property, or workspace. Jude and Paul can work with you remotely, at their office, or on site if you live in the Seattle area. They also teach classes in the Acutonic Sound Healing System. Check out their website, whispering-dragon.com. That's whispering-dragon.com for descriptions of services. Or call 206-706-2836. That's 206-706-2836. You can even email them at resonate@whispering-dragon.com for information or to schedule sessions.
Hi, this is Martha Norwalk, host of Animal World, and I've got a question for you. Do you or anyone you know own a business, offer a service, or a product that does something good for animals, humans, or this planet? If the answer is yes, then I'd like to invite you to become a member of the Animal World family of advertisers. Lately, people are telling me they think radio advertising is exorbitantly expensive. Well, that can be true, but not on Animal World. Did you know that for as little as $45 a week, you can have two professionally written and produced commercials at no cost to you running on the show? You also get a link to your website on the homepage of the Animal World website and two live interviews on the show. Frankly, you can't afford not to do this. So if you'd like to join our great Animal World family of advertisers, or if you need more information, go to www.marthanorwalk.com to send me an email or call me at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258. Come on, give me a call and join the family. We'd love to have you.
Clear, clean, and crisp. Check us out in digital quality sound on FM 98.9 HD3. Alternative Talk 1150.
Hey, y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and oh boy, we're winding down the second hour of our Happy New Year edition of Animal World already. We don't call this the fastest 3 hours in radio for nothing. It just goes. But we've got another full hour to go, and I hope you'll stay with us. We heard about Northwest School of Animal Massage. It's got a beautiful campus now on Vashon Island, and you can, if you want to learn massage therapy, one of the things that Vicky does, you can do that through the Northwest School of Animal Massage. And they've got great distance learning, so you can do a lot of most of your learning and studying online, and then go to one of the campuses around the world to get your certifications and so forth. And they have great classes for just us general folks as well, too. So check them out, www.nwsam.com. And be sure to check out Jude and Paul Ponton, our harmonic energy shifting experts at Whispering Dragon Center in Seattle. The website is whispering-dragon.com. Check out the sound portals. And if you'd like to call them to make an appointment for a remote or an in-person session, great way to start off 2016. Give them a call at 206-706-2836. I'm seeing them next week, and I'm excited. So there we go. All right, let's get back to the phones. And Vicki Draper is in the house, and we are going to Seattle. And Renee. Renee, welcome to Animal World. You're live with Vicki Draper.
Well, hello, Martha.
Good morning. How are you, Renee?
I am fine, thank you.
How's your little Benji?
Benji is fine, too. He's looking at me because you heard his name.
Uh-huh. Yeah, he's a really cute little white dog.
He is a schnoodle, as a matter of fact, yes.
Yeah, so he's like Colby was describing, a schnauzer poodle.
Yeah.
So what's going on?
Well, nothing really with me, but I was going to pass along some information that I had with Benji when he first came to me.
Yeah.
I had his crate in the hallway where it is today, and I put him in there, and he absolutely screamed his head off.
Uh-huh.
So I, after another day or two, I decided I would move his crate right here in the middle of the living room.
Mm-hmm.
And amazingly, that solved a lot of problems. I let him out. I put him back in. I left him there when I went away, and the problem seemed to disappear. And also, at night, I put him in my bedroom, and I have one of those movable, where you can make an enclosure out of it.
Yeah.
And I put that around his bed, but left plenty of room for him. And then in the morning, I would open it up, and he would come out, and it seemed that all his anxiety about crates went away. As soon as he was someplace where he could always see me or hear me when I was in the kitchen, you know, at least mm-hmm. he could hear
yeah.
me. But he was in the center of the action, and that seemed to alleviate the crating problem.
Yeah. Oh, that. Well, yeah. That's good advice, and that's kind of, you know, the things we're working on with Colby's Nathan.
Yeah, and that's what I thought. I mean, many people I've noticed put the crates in a separate room,
right,
where the animals then are no longer part of the action and don't see their actual living space anymore.
Right, and I do recommend when people are crate training and raising puppies, the best place for dogs to sleep is in the owner's bedroom, just not in the bed.
Exactly.
Initially when you're raising them. So it is important to have them with you. You know, this is kind of a more complicated problem than that, in that the problem arises when he leaves the apartment. And, you know, he's tried different kinds of crates, and you know, the location doesn't play in so much with that, but it will this week as he's doing formal crate training with this dog, because that's what I've got him working on.
That's good.
So, but it is important, and we did talk about he's going to be crating him at night, and he's going to be in the bedroom with him. So we'll see how that goes. So is there anything you want to know from Vicky or have her do for you, or did you just call in to tell us the crate story?
I just called to tell you the crate story.
Excellent. All right. Well, thank you so much. We appreciate it.
Well, you're very welcome, and Happy New Year to you and Vicky also.
Happy New Year to you,
thank
too.
You. Happy
Thanks
New
for
Year.
Calling Animal World.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye. All right. We'll see how much we can get done here before the top of the hour. Let's go to Bainbridge Island and Diane. Welcome to Animal World. You're live with Vicky Draper.
Hi there. Thank you for taking my call. Harvey and I are calling back to say thank you very much, because his digestion or whatever his blockage was that Dr. Nell found and that Paul and Jude worked on seems to be gone.
Hey, that's great. So now remind us who Harvey is.
Harvey is my Siamese cat. He's about 5 or 6 years old, and he's incredible.
So you called in December.
Yes, I called in because he was losing so very much weight.
That's okay. I'm trying to remember the details. He was really losing a lot of weight.
Yes.
And they couldn't find any reason for that.
No, there was no reason for that. I had taken him to the vet and had some blood work done, and there was really no reason for it. But Dr. Nels found a blockage or something and worked on it. And then because I had a pancreas surgery, I called Jude and Paul, and they worked on both of us.
Uh-huh, yeah.
Because I thought,
that's
you know,
right.
You talk about how animals sometimes take on.
So that's why Dr. Nels was here the second Sunday of December, and he found the blockage and did his bioenergetic synchronization technique.
Right.
And then you talked to Jude and Paul the third Sunday of December.
Right.
And they worked on both of you, and I think they did find a connection between the two of you.
I think so, too.
Okay.
But he's doing just absolutely incredible. I mean, he's not losing any weight. I think he's heavier. He's gaining weight. He doesn't look too much heavier, but he's not going the other way. So, and okay. He's playing. He's,
well, I think it would be a real good test if Vicky wouldn't mind tuning in to Harvey
Yes, I would like that very much, because that bump under his right ear is still a concern of mine. I don't know what it is.
That's right. Yeah, there was this little bump behind his right ear, but we don't know what it is. And Vicky may be able to confirm that he feels clear and all of that. Her hands are going. I can see her off in the distance look. So she's tuned in to Harvey, and she is doing some work on his body with her hands. I can see that. Oh. So we'll find out from Vicky what she's getting.
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah, I'm smoothing out his energy field to just make sure everything's moving properly, and I don't feel a block in
Excellent.
The digestion. It
Excellent.
Does feel clear.
Good.
And so I will put a little attention on you said there's a bump on the bottom of the right ear?
It's behind
it's
the right ear, you said?
And it's just a little, it's a bump. It's kind of like a zit. It's not, doesn't seem to be connected.
So it feels like it's in the skin?
Yes, and it does seem to be smaller, frankly.
Oh. Well, that's a good thing.
Yes.
Okay, well, I just removed some energy charge in there, so
Excellent.
It's more neutral now, so it has more ability to heal quicker.
Super.
Oh, wonderful.
Yeah.
All right, Diane, so that's a good confirmation from Vicky.
Oh, yes, it is. But now I have just one more question. This has to do with a little raccoon that comes to visit. He started coming about a week ago, but he has something wrong with his rear left leg, and it doesn't seem to be getting better, because now I fed him some of Harvey's food, so he comes back once a day for food. Is there anything you could do to help his leg?
Yeah, I'll do it.
Well, I want to tell you, why don't we do this? Diane, can you hang with us a little longer?
Sure.
Okay. We're going to put you on hold. We are going to close out hour number two and fire up hour number three. While we're doing that turnover, Vicky, she's already tuning in to this raccoon, to Diane and Harvey's raccoon friend. And you said it was the left rear leg.
Yeah,
so we'll bring you back up, Diane, on the other side of the hour and see what Vicky learned about this raccoon guy. And then Maggie and Bellevue, we're coming to you after that. And we have open phone lines for others, 425-373-5527. And toll-free is 1-888-298-5569. So stay right where you are, everybody. Animal World continues with Vicky Draper straight ahead right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.